Thank you for calling FM Building Services. How may I assist you?
Hi, I spoke with you earlier. This is Paulina Yaramarkovich speaking about a motor vehicle accident. So I called State Farm. It's a little kind of, it seems a little bit messy and confusing because it looks like half of, I think I had three or four visits total, and half of them billed through my insurance and half of them weren't. I think everything was supposed to be billed through the State Farm. But I guess there's a couple things I can do. I think the easiest thing, and I don't know if it's too late, would be to try to just do those visits through my insurance because my insurance will cover those visits. I know the services were a little while ago, but I'm just receiving kind of news about all the coverage stuff now 8 months later. So I don't know if that's something that can possibly be done.
Okay. Just allow me a minute, Paulie, now. So, Paulina, I am just extending this call to senior, okay? Just a minute, yep.
Okay.
Hey, Paulina, this is Rick. How is it going for you today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So, yeah, my colleague just informed me that you called your auto insurance regarding the claim.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so did they provide you with any information from their side or did they ask you anything?
I mean, it seems like a whole process. It's a little confusing, but... I'll have to get in touch with someone who's out of the office for the week. But basically, I had four doctor's visits and an x-ray with you guys, and half of it plus the x-ray was billed to my regular insurance. And I did message a couple times about that. I did request for everything to go through State Farm, the auto insurance, and it still didn't. So it just complicated the situation a little bit. So one thing I can do is have the two remaining visits billed through insurance because my original insurance, because then everything should be covered. And I was wondering if that's possible to do at this point.
So just give me a minute. Like it will depend if your insurance will cover, if that is included in your policy or not. And what happened to the claim that you called in for the date of service, January 31st, 2025? Was there any update on that?
They just, for some reason, they said, like, there's no settlement yet, and something that I thought was taken care of, like, 9 months ago is, I guess, wasn't. So I have to wait for someone to come back into the office to try to look into that. But they said since most of the visits were billed through my insurance, the easiest thing to do would be to do it that way, and then State Farm would work with my insurance and pay my insurance instead.
Just give me a moment. Let me see. So you do have coverage with Cigna, right?
Yes.
So for that, I believe we might have to contact them. And if they are okay with having these claims, then yeah, then that won't be a problem. If they are covering that, then yeah, just give me a moment. I just want to see the last claims that were submitted to Cigna, if they paid anything on that.
Okay.
So the date of injury was...
It was November November, let me just double check on the date. It was,
so did you have any appointment with us regarding your spine? Because I see that was billed to Cigna.
Yes. So my accident was, I think, November 27th of 2024. I had a visit the following week, December 3rd and December 4th, maybe. So I had those visits with you, and then I was referred to the orthopedic physician assistant, who I had one visit with, and then a follow-up visit with over the phone.
Okay, so yeah, I see
and
that. The claims were covered by your insurance. Just give me a moment, because the first office visit that we billed was through your insurance. Yeah, it was covered by your insurance. So if you want, I can go ahead and submit this outstanding balance that you have, or the claim. I can submit that back to your insurance if you like, to Cigna.
Yes, that would be great.
They are covering the part of it. So yeah.
If you could do that, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, then we can do that. And yeah, whenever you are here for the visit, you can talk to the doctor regarding this. And yeah, you can plan the things ahead accordingly, if you want to submit that claim to auto insurance or your health insurance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Yeah. So if you, okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, just let me go ahead and submit this claim to your regular health insurance, because they have covered it in past. So I believe they will. But I'm just not sure on the TFL limit. It is a claim from January, and this is already August.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very on top of things, but I just got the bill 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
didn't know
it was
happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was recently transferred to patient. Yeah, because we were working on it. We were trying to get some payment on it, but yeah, they were just asking us to just wait for a while, and then they just denied, stating that patient needs to update us with. We don't have any idea on what you needed to update, but they say that patient needs to call us, and then we can
yeah,
go ahead with the claim.
They didn't seem to know. They didn't really seem to know either, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's a little confusing. If you could try, yeah.
So they are not going to make any payment on this one, right? Safety insurance. So I'm not going to worry about them then.
It sounds like not at this moment. I would have to speak with the person that started the claim, and they're out of office. But there's some additional things that need to be done. But it sounds like right now, no.
If Paulina, just give me a minute. Let me just see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute. Just a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Paulina, I'll just do one thing. So let me just have this claim to my coding team. I'll just forward this. And let us see, we will talk to the insurance, and if they are going to make the payment, then yeah, we will go ahead and submit the claim. But if not, then I would suggest you to just have a follow up with your safety insurance on this. If they are going to make the payment, then we can just submit that claim to them.
Okay.
Yeah, because with Cigna, I believe that they won't make any payment as it has passed the TFL limit. But if we will submit the claim, we will try our best to get the payment on that.
Okay. Thank you. Again, I would have done it right away if I knew that. You know, I didn't get a bill until 9 months later, so that's the problem.
But yeah, I think we might be able to submit this to Cigna. Let us just. I still need to ask my coding team regarding this, as they will be the one contacting them, the insurance, and they will. I can get back to you on this by Tuesday or Wednesday, if that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No worries, Paulina. But yeah, in the meantime, I would still suggest you to just have stay in touch with your safety insurance regarding the claim.
Okay. I will. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.